Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
But 120 on Tuesdays, Brandon Adams joins the show, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. B.A., how are you?
B.A.
I'm doing great. Hope you guys are doing well. Looking forward to, obviously, just a terrific weekend in college football, which includes, of course, Georgia-Alabama. So these are these big moments we get a few times during the fall. Big one, obviously, coming up.
Yeah, I mean, these are the kind of Saturdays that you look forward to all year, right? Like, obviously, it's fun when your favorite team plays, no matter who they're playing. But coming off the crazy win in Knoxville a couple weeks ago, then you get a bye. Then you get Alabama at home, which is fun anyway, but Alabama hadn't been to Athens in a decade, so that's cool. I mean, just from a storyline perspective, BA, this game has everything that you could want. What are the one or two things for you that stand out as you're looking forward to this game on Saturday?
Well, I think one of the things is I don't necessarily fully know how to explain it, but I feel like I recognize that it does exist, is that home field advantage actually become an even bigger deal in the SEC than it used to be. There was a point in time, you know, last November or so, where it just seemed like, you know, home teams just started winning everything. Now, obviously, Georgia bucked that trend by winning at Tennessee. But not only is it Alabama coming in for the first time in the Kirby Smart era to Athens, but you've also got, you know, the spectacle of home games now, where it's a night game, which means you'll have the light show and you'll have the fireworks and all the pyro. And I mean, it's really become a very theatric experience, which I think makes the crowd even more into it. So it is obviously a big deal to have Alabama coming in here, and it's a weird SEC anomaly that they haven't been here. But also, home games just mean so much more than they used to. And I'll say this, too. The other thing from a storyline standpoint, I think it's important, if you're Georgia, try to keep in mind as much as you possibly can, that it seems like Georgia's supposed to have the pressure in this game because it feels like they've beaten Alabama so infrequently, and to a certain extent that's true. But on the other side of that, this is an Alabama team that didn't make the playoff a year ago. This is a team that's already lost this year after losing three times a year ago. In the midst of the big spectacle of the game, I do think it's important to note that if any team is playing with pressure and therefore desperation, it should be Alabama and not Georgia. Of course, keeping that thought in mind is probably easier said than done.
But, hey, where do you rank with this whole, because I don't know, is it a blackout? Is it a red out? What, I mean, how do you feel about this as far as if it's a blackout, red out, white out, black jerseys, blue jerseys?
Generally speaking, I'm not anti-blackout, nor am I. This is a big deal for Georgia fans, too. We have a portion of the folks listening to us right now that think all this college football stuff is weird, and I totally acknowledge that. But for Georgia fans, this is a big deal. I'm not anti-blackout. I'm also not anti-people who want a blackout most of the time. But not this game, not this moment, for the simple reason, as Andy said, the game already has a storyline.
Right.
This is Alabama's first trip to Athens during the Kirby Smart era. You don't need to add a story to what's already a story. A phrase I use sometimes is, you don't need to put a hat on a hat. There's already something going on here. It's Bama's first trip in. And it's a blackout. That's just an unnecessary addendum to what's already an important storyline. So my message all week long and the last 2 weeks has been, black is a Georgia color. If you want to wear black, by all means wear it. If you want to wear red, by all means wear it. Whatever color you wear, if you're lucky enough to have tickets to the game, the very expensive ticket that it is, no just make a bunch of noise. Yeah. Wear what you want to wear, but just make a bunch of noise once you get there.
And this is for fans, right? Like, the team's not wearing black jerseys, are they?
No. Kirby Smart is 1,000,000,009,000% not going to do that, which is one of the reasons why, if you noticed, and listen, I'm not going to try to, you know, stand in the way of, you know, I feel like I'm, you know, some, you know, bad guy character from a Canadian movie if you stand in the way of kids trying to have fun. But some of the students were pushing for the blackout, but some of us who were a little older had to step in and say, no, this is not happening. And so for the most part, the blackout has, for the most part, faded from discussion.
Good.
But you understand why people want to do it. That stuff like that's kind of fun, but just not this game, not this moment.
I don't care. Call me a villain. I'm anti.
Always.
They're going to have plenty of fun anyway.
It's going to be a great freaking
game. They're going to have fun.
It's going to be a great freaking
game.
Wear
your normal jersey.
It's going to be a great freaking
game. Okay?
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah,
you're damn sure. Georgia. You're not Oregon.
B.A., what did you think about the three opponents? It's going to be Georgia, Auburn, Georgia, Florida. Obviously, those aren't going anywhere. But I thought it was going to be Kentucky. They decided to give us South Carolina.
Yeah, so obviously the two you have to have. You got to have Florida, you got to have Auburn. It's good, I believe, those two rivalries are preserved. I think that's important. I'm like you. I had been under the assumption it was going to be Kentucky because basically that's what the reporting had sort of been, that, you know, A, this is the least popular thing internally the SEC's ever done. Nobody's happy, or at least I shouldn't say nobody. A lot of, you know, figures within the league are not happy about the 9-game schedule.
Really?
They're not happy about who they're playing. So it was very, I think, interesting as the SEC's rolled this out. It'll officially come out tonight. But as the SEC has rolled this out, they've made a big deal of, instead of calling them permanent opponents, they're calling them annual opponents. And they're making it known that this is for the next 4 years and not for the rest of our natural lives. And so I think South Carolina probably was at one point true that they did not want to play Georgia on an annual basis. But when you're told that, hey, after 4 years, we'll reevaluate this again, maybe it becomes just a little bit easier to sell that. That might be what's going on here. But ultimately, for Georgia, you want your two natural rivals. And other than that, whether it's Tennessee, South Carolina, Kentucky, it's probably fairly inconsequential. It is interesting to see how many of what we think of as traditional SEC rivalries will now not be played on an annual basis. So it is obviously a brand new horizon for the SEC. But at least within that, you can keep Georgia, Florida, and Georgia, Auburn alive, which I do believe was really, really important.
Brandon Adams joins us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast, ahead of Georgia and Alabama on Saturday night. And you kind of hinted at some of the narrative about Georgia versus Alabama during the Kirby era. It's the one area where Kirby doesn't have a winning record. I feel a little different now since it's post Saban, but Kalen DeBoer's team beat him last year too. Like, how do you view the Kirby Smart versus Alabama history?
Well, I'm sure you're not surprised to find out that I have my own spin on this.
You know,
when you look at the first two losses, 2017, 2018, look, that was Alabama at the height, the apex of its powers. That's Kirby Smart just getting started as the head coach. I don't think anyone would have said at the time it's a failure if Georgia's not already better than Alabama by year two, by year three. So I don't make that big of a deal about those two games. The third loss was in 2020. That's a pandemic year. You know pandemics don't count anyway. 2021, the SEC championship. Okay. Look, that game was essentially an exhibition. The real game took place a few weeks later. We all know Georgia won.
So really, at that point, Georgia's undefeated against Alabama, actually.
Yeah. 2023, 2024, a little harder to explain away. But, you know, if we had more time, I'm sure I could come up with something.
Bad call. It was a bad call.
Yeah,
the ball hit
call.
The ground,
yeah,
clearly.
Because it did.
In the SEC championship
it did.
Game.
It did.
And last year, you're not allowed to do spin moves after you catch the ball. Like,
yeah.
That was cheating by Ryan Williams.
Yes,
well,
was.
I mean, plus, I mean, in all seriousness, the 2023, I mean, that was of all the ones, that was a very painful one because it did stop. It was essentially a 30-game winning streak for Georgia. But, I mean, what's the alternative? Georgia's just going to win every game it plays the rest of the time because, I mean, like, that's essentially what that game prevented. And weirdly enough, I mean, I guess Alabama can take some credit in this, that if not for the two losses in December of 21 and then December of 2023, Georgia essentially sets the record for the most consecutive wins in college football history. So, at least that right there at the doorstep of it. So, I mean, I guess Alabama can have that as a claim to fame that they have stood in the way of Georgia, you know, putting together, which is essentially at one point in time, you'd almost be an unbreakable record. So I guess Alabama can take some credit from that for that.
Well done. Well done. We've been spinning stuff all day with the Falcons moving their OC down to the sideline and firing their wide receivers coach. That was just an addition to that.
The purpose of arguments is to win them. So whatever you have to say to get yourself a chance to win the argument, like that's what sports fans do. Listen, this is how we show our love for sports.
That's right.
We pick a side and we argue a side, as nonsensical as it might be. That's how we all have jobs, by the way.
Exactly right. Also, no one's ever accused us of being rational. We're emotionally irrational. That's what it is. Hey, one final one, like an actual like on-field thing. I don't know what you're hearing. I know still it's a number of days away from the game, but Georgia picked up some pretty significant injuries, especially on the offensive line, before Tennessee and during Tennessee. What are you hearing health-wise?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
So I think they feel pretty good about Dontrell Glover at the right guard spot right now, even though he's a freshman. Leaves you wondering, okay, what about Juan Gaston? Obviously, the expected starter at right tackle, Ernest Green. I think if I had to roll the dice, if I had to post my own odds about likelihood, I believe that Bo Hughley will probably be the guy at right tackle, but that's obviously just based on speculation. I had somebody who's far smarter than me, a medical-type person, tell me that he thought that Ernest Green, even going pre-Tennessee, was far more injured than people actually realized. And as it turns out, that analysis was probably true. So I do believe the offensive line, you're going to go into the game. It's going to be an issue. But as Kirby Smart kind of alluded to this week, look, nobody in college football probably has the dominant offensive line they once did. So the job for Georgia is just to coach around it, find a way to thrive even despite of it. But if I had to guess, it may be Glover, Hughley as your two starters on the right side, if I had to guess. And obviously we'll see how that goes. Georgia would obviously love to get both Ernest Green and Juan Gaston fully back healthy as soon as they possibly can.
B.A., we appreciate it.
You,
enjoy
B.
it on Saturday. I know you will.
Always fun to be with you guys and look forward to talking to you soon.
Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.